I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yeah, it's the big show. Come on, crank it up and turn on all the lights, oh. Well,
on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Go take a picture with him, Ryan.
Right by the Leap 36 picture.
There we go. Sometimes don't you feel like a, I don't know.
You feel like a what?
I feel like I'm at the zoo. Like, walk around and just be like, hey, man, this is, there. That's the big show. There they are. Hi. How we doing? Hi. How's everybody doing? Hey. That would be like if we had cameras, because we've talked about
doing, we don't want cameras.
Doing like the Facebook. If we had cameras, it would be weird because I'd always feel like somebody was watching me.
Yeah.
And I get stage fright.
That's a song.
Yeah, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Yeah. Got no privacy.
Did you like that on a Throwback Thursday? We dropped that in there?
When?
Right now, because it's Throwback Thursday on the Mighty's Big Show.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a Halloween song, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah. Let's figure it out.
I think it's a Peeping Tom song. I don't think we should.
See, what do you come up with stuff?
He is just coming off the top of some of these takes today, man.
Did you see that video?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, don't be peeping at people with one of those, man. Stop doing that, Gary. I hope you grew out of that.
Well, hey, I mean, if you have Pella windows, all I can say is they're clear as day. They're not going to get foggy, no issues, just beautiful windows, beautiful doors that they're going to put in over there at Pella Windows and Doors. We'll
and
talk about that a little bit
for
later.
You too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They probably should sometimes. Adam McAlvey joining us at the bottom of the hour.
I like Adam McAlvey.
We haven't talked to Adam McAlvey in a while.
Got a lot of questions.
So we're going to talk to him about that. The news of the day for your Milwaukee Brewers is Yasmani Grandal declining his $16.5 million option for next year. He makes about $2 million bucks in that decline, and he will now be a free agent, turned down a four-year, $60 million reported deal with the New York Mets last year to sign with the Brewers for $18 million. So we'll see what the catcher position has to do, and also with what Adam believes will be in store for the Brewers as they open up with the sixth best odds out in Vegas to win the 2020 World Series.
Now, Billy, real quick, I apologize.
Yeah, go ahead.
Explain that again. He gets $2 million, they have to give back $2 million.
He gets $2 million. So it was like a $2 million buyout of a mutual option.
Okay.
So in the mutual option, you have to discuss with the team, can we figure out something different? Because I'm not playing here for this... Little giblets that we're going to get for $16 million for 1 year. So
next year would have been
your
16.
Word anymore.
Right.
Giblets.
It is giblets. So he could agree to next year at 16?
He could have, yes.
So opt out, they give him, write him a check to just go away.
Now he gets into free agency. It's the side of, it's the weird part of these negotiations where they have these mutual options at the end of it. So you get money for basically buying out yourself of the contract.
Wow, baseball is amazing. Football don't have this. So
he isn't
really
it crazy?
He really made $19 million this year.
Yeah, you do pretty salary. Much, yeah. But almost 20.
Yeah, almost 20. So, yeah, you got to opt out and see if you get that.
It's
basketball has that, though, don't they?
Oh, you for sure. You got to get out. And you got to get bought out of a lot of different deals in basketball because all that is guaranteed money once you sign it, unlike in the NFL where they have to have the language of what is guaranteed. Yeah. And what is
and it's
not.
It's good to have a good smart guy on this radio show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I would like to know who that is. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. And we'll also talk to Eric Name once he is able to get onto the ground, hopefully around 4:48, but he is flying back from Boston, and if you look outside, it's not easy for airplanes to be flying in this Halloween snowstorm that we're getting here in Wisconsin. 414-799-1252, former Packers in here on the Wendy's Big Show, the only show in the state that does that, along with giving you a chance at $1,000. Your next chance is coming up here during the 4 o'clock hour. Gary, would you play Davante Adams this Sunday if you're the Green Bay Packers out in L.A.?
No. And here's why I wouldn't. You're doing well, right, as an offense.
Yeah, 4-0 since he went down.
Right, and I don't know if there's any reason to try to rush him back. Now, this is a soccer field, and normally when you play in a soccer venue, those soccer guys, they tear up a field. Now, I don't know if they've got soccer playing there right now today. I don't know if that, but normally those fields they're not good. I think it's a grass field.
Okay.
And normally those surfaces, and Billy can look it up, or what's my guy's name over there? What's his name?
That is Anthony Mandela.
Or Mandela can look it up and see what kind of field that is over there. But normally in those soccer stadiums, the field is not very good. And so now I don't know if they're playing two sports there now. They got not San Diego. They got the Chargers there and the soccer team there. It only seats about 27,000 people. They're saying about 20,000 more people are going to be Packer fans. No, I wouldn't play Davante Adams. I think they've got enough to beat them without Devontae.
It's Bermuda grass, the surface. Ooh, that Bermuda. They'll be
That's that good stuff down in Florida. That's that Florida grass, Bermuda.
That's golf. You want to maybe get a couple of divots out of that. Bring my nine out.
So that's soft.
So
are they saying that is a soccer team playing there as well?
Because
what you don't want, Billy, you don't want, Billy, what you don't want is a double use.
Sure.
On that field. Like they play a soccer game yesterday. Now we got to come in here on Sunday and try to play a football game. That never works out.
Yeah, because you remember what happened when they played the Raiders. The field was all messed up in preseason. They had to cut the field down because, listen, they've played games in there before. This is the same thing that I did with Patrick Mahomes. You put out that he might play and show him cut and looking good. But no, he's not going to play until after the bye week. It wouldn't make sense to rush him back if you've won four games without him. Let him be 100%. Because if you want to know what it feels like to have turf toe, just drop. If you're working out,
don't do that, Leroy.
Drop a 25-pound weight right on your big toe. That's what it feels like. And you got to think that Casey Hayward may just try to step on it because they boys, you know, try to step on that thing, swell it back up. There's no rush.
Well, I'll tell you who did that one time, a quarterback, old name, Joe Ferguson.
I remember Joe Ferguson from Buffalo.
Yeah, we played with OJ. Yeah. Joe Ferguson was our backup quarterback in Detroit.
Now, the naked gun OJ or the OJ from Las Vegas? It was totally different.
Anyway, Joe Ferguson was in the weight room when I was playing for the Lions. And dropped like a 25-pound dumbbell on his toe. Smashed it all up. Done. Out.
No, that hurt.
Out.
No, it hurt.
There is no worse.
You ever done that?
Rami did it.
Well, I didn't drop the whole dumbbell. I was rolling a 100-pound plate from a weightlifting competition we had, and the thing just dropped right there and got on my big toe.
Oh, my God.
So I lost. Ooh. So that was when I first met the drill press that goes into your toe.
Oh, the drill,
to get the toe unswollen because we had
you had to relieve that pressure.
And we had spring ball starting the next day. So we
you ever
had to get out on the field somehow.
On the toe, they go straight through your toenail?
No. Mm-hmm.
What was his name at?
Sterling Sharp?
No. The doc at.
Brusky?
No.
Oh, which one?
Domo.
McKenzie?
Domo.
Yeah.
Domo. Dominique Gentile was his name.
Yeah,
he was our head trainer, right?
I gave him a Rolex when he retired.
Yeah, head trainer. And, first time I saw, I think Ezra Johnson had it. And it was like a drill bit, basically. It was, you never see him?
It's a real nice little fine drill bit.
Yeah, it's a little fine drill bit.
You're looking at it like, oh, that's not going to hurt that bad.
No, it had a little crank on it.
I don't think the HIPAA people would allow that.
They put that, what's that is kind of like a red cream where it turns red.
Oh, betadine.
Yeah, to disinfect it. Threw it all on his toe.
That's nasty.
And put the toe right in between it because it's like this, right? And you put your toe right in there and it had a little handle and you just turn
it. Just seeing. It's almost like sawdust as your nail is just getting drilled through and you just, and then all of a sudden then they wipe it down a little bit so it doesn't get back in there. And then all of a sudden once it hits And once that blood starts spewing out.
Just spewing out everywhere. Spewing. We all watched
over
it.
The place.
We stood around watching. Had we had phones, we probably would have taped it.
Oh, yeah. All my boys thought it was really funny when I put it in the video. Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, Siri wasn't born yet.
I was the only one that didn't want to watch it. Stunningly.
Yes. Stunningly. But yeah, but that's probably what it's like, Billy.
No doubt about it. 414-799-1250. Would you play Devontae Adams this week? Packers now 4-0, and does the conversation change in any different situation and another situation that the Green Bay Packers could have found themselves in during this season? Would that have changed our former Packers mindset if the Packers were maybe 2-2 instead of 4-0 without Devontae Adams? We'll go into it next here on the Wendy's Big Show. And 414-799-1250, would you play Devontae Adams if you are Matt LaFleur? Gina Della from Pella doesn't want anybody going out there if they're not 100%. But if you need windows, they're going to send somebody out there.
This weather right here.
Right now.
This weather right here, Leroy, ain't stopping.
No.
My good friends over at Pella Windows.
You're going to find out if your windows are leaking today. Because... you hear that howling sound?
Well, if you were leaking last year, Leroy.
It's probably leaking.
It's probably leaking this year. All bets on.
Remember
that
howling sound?
Yeah.
And we haven't heard it because of, you know, summertime.
Right.
Now it's wintertime. The howling is back. If it's back, we got something to help.
Leroy, I tell you right now, because tonight is trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you folks just a little something for you going. That's right. If your windows were leaking this time last year, it's leaking this time this year.
And that's no trick.
That's no trick.
Right. Nice.
Tonight, it's going to be a little windy.
Yes.
Now, if the wind take your dough away, that means your spring and stuff done fell off. It ain't working no more.
And stuff.
Then that means you need to call my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors. You probably need a new door. And if you hear the wind coming through your windows, that probably means you need a new window.
That means you're wasting money, too.
For
that's
that,
money
your heating,
out the door.
Your heating bill.
Your heating bill. Absolutely.
Call them up today. Pella Windows and Doors. My good friend, Gina Della. And she is just absolutely awesome. She's got great people that are there. My good friend, Peter Scalish.
Oh, Pete.
Talk about him a little bit.
Talk about Pete.
I coached Pete over at Catholic Memorial High
School. That's what he said. Yeah. He told me.
Running back. Pete was one of my running backs.
Was he more of like an inside the tackles running back or an outside?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Him and multi-talented. Had another guy. His name was Zuniga. Was his last name? I think his name was Andy Zuniga. I don't know.
Was he a full or a tail?
We kind of ran like a split back wing tee a deal.
Okay.
So interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You know, and Pete, he can catch it too. Now he was kind of tall, big.
You
big
are
kid.
A full blown. Power running back, man. Everywhere I know, you were running that damn wing tee, weren't you?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
He was. We ran
unbelievable.
Why do you think Muskego never throws it?
The wing tee, let's split back veer.
Yeah.
What my boy said, give it a little bit. Novocaine.
Oh, yeah. Give it a little time. Works like Novocaine.
It's like Novocaine. Ran a little wing tee, little split veer. And so they were interchangeable. Well, my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors are interchangeable, too. That means they're interchangeable. All your windows out there that are not good for you right now, guys, give them a call today. We want to talk about installation, guys. Done as little as one day, year-round. Each window replacement can happen in a matter of minutes, and it's completed one at a time. And they have the best lifetime warranty, folks, on wood windows. And we talk about innovations. Pella has over 150 design patents, from in-between glass blinds to the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view. Folks, I'm telling you right now, if you got trick-or-treating tonight and your spring ain't working on your door and your door just flying off and you got windows flying out of there, you need to call my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors.
You can just go over there, too, if you want to just go
and
touch it.
They got a big showroom.
Yeah, 19030 West Blue Mountain Road. Go in there and just go through the... We went on like a
go through the Experience Center. That's what it is, the Pella Experience Center. Go in there and check it all out. Experience it.
You can give them a call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell them Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler sent you.
Would you play Devontae Adams on Sunday if you're the Green Bay Packers? 414-799-1250. But would that answer be different if the Packers' record was different? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Crimson and clover.
Big Show on the Fan. Crimson and Clover, Wendy's Big Show. Just a good one. It's a classic, no doubt about it. Tommy James and the Shondells.
Who voted them in?
I did. That was a victory for me.
Did Joan Jett remake that?
My pops. Oh, yeah, definitely did.
I think she did. I think
Joan Jett remade a lot of different songs.
Joan Jett. Is she in the Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm. Was just inducted last year and then came to the Milwaukee Admirals.
Okay.
So then we were hanging out, and Joan Jett and I were
speaking
basically
of Hall of
friends,
Fame, you know, Charles Woodson and Al Harris went to the Packer Hall of Fame. But I was thinking about that the other day. What's the hardest to get into, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Because there's a lot of groups deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that are not in it. A lot of groups.
And Stevie Nicks got in twice. Until you get in, it'll be the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I should just show up. What y'all doing? I made my own jacket.
Now, okay. When Chad Ochocinco put on the Hall of Fame jacket after scoring the touchdown, was that brilliant or was that being being a diva? You didn't like it? Yeah, I knew a lot of former players didn't like it.
I loved it.
So a current player for Halloween throws on a gold jacket. Disrespectful or brilliant?
No, it's funny. I like that. Somebody should do that. Like Aaron Jones should do it. It would be amazing. It would go viral.
Gary?
Like, if Aaron Rodgers did it, it wouldn't need, I mean, that's going to happen.
Right. No, I'm saying like Shandon Sullivan.
Up and coming.
Who is that?
39 on the Packers.
This man just said, who is that?
Or just say like, you know, Jake Kumerow.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's hilarious.
I can feel that side eye. I can feel that side eye just pressing against my cheek from Gary Ellerson.
To put on a gold jacket like that in the Hall of Fame and carry around their bus.
That ain't funny.
Carry around a heat.
That wouldn't be a good costume?
Some things are sacred. I like what Balaga them did, he and his wife.
Dressed up as Aaron and Danica Patrick?
That was pretty cool.
That one was funny. That one would be funny.
A little lame.
Wow, Leroy Butler coming in hot.
I like that one.
That would be like me dressing up as Mandela.
Of course, I like that one.
Wouldn't that be lame?
You know, I found out that the whole Netflix and
chill, man.
Netflix
chill.
And chill, yeah. That you
that ain't
learned
really
from
what he said it was.
David Bakhtiari.
He didn't tell the truth.
Well, no, he PC'd
on radio.
Yeah. No, he definitely censored it. Yeah.
Looked it up.
Yeah, you look it up. This guy. I had to Google it, cuz.
Oh my!
That's a thing.
It's also a category.
It's a category.
Your chance at $1,000 here on the Fan with this hour's cash keyword: costume. 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 Text costume to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Good luck from the Fan.
Well, I wouldn't do that either. I don't know why he did that. What was his name? Blackstone. What's his name?
What? Who?
Looked like a girl right there. What's his name? Is that Kevin Blackstone? Right.
Oh, the guy in the middle. Yeah. Who is that? Is that?
I think that's Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the girl he's dressed up as.
Is he trying to be J Lo?
No, that's not. He can't be J Lo.
See, I wouldn't.
Who?
I have no idea who that is, and I wouldn't.
I'm
do
just
it.
Saying, like,
not Kathy Griffin, is it?
But like certain costumes, like no, I'm not.
I'm not dressing in that costume. Either. Yeah, no, I can't do that costume either. No doubt about it.
Mandela, who is he dressed up as?
Who is he dressed?
Britney Spears?
Yeah, I remember when she wore the red tights. That's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
And that's Israel Gutierrez. That's
now,
who that is.
I don't.
Oh, that's who it is?
Yeah.
Him
too.
He can't do white face, can he?
No, that guy's white.
Okay.
No.
Gutierrez is Hispanic, so he's light skinned.
Oh, he gonna get.
I don't think there's
no slander.
I don't think there's any slander in
that. So you could just do white face like that?
Yeah, we'll ask Adam McAlvey next.
He's out of here.
Our Milwaukee Baseball Insider. We'll ask him if that's okay for you to do. This has been a wild show. It's only going to get better. Adam McAlvey, Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's next here on The Fan. with Tommy James and the Shondells on a Throwback Thursday, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Adam McCalvey, our Milwaukee baseball insider. We haven't heard his voice in almost a month. And Adam, it was one heck of a run for the Washington Nationals as it ends last night, and they win in Game 7 of the World Series when they were four outs away from being bounced by the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, and my question, maybe you guys have been talking about this all afternoon, so tell me if you have. Does that make you feel better or worse?
I don't know. I don't think it makes me feel better. And some we pose the question of, like, does the Nationals doing this out of the wild card give you hope? And, I mean, with the payrolls being so starkly different, that might not give you hope. But to get back into that situation and know that it is still the hottest team can go out and win it, it makes me feel a little bit better, I guess.
Yeah, the thing that I'm interested to see is whether this has an impact on the way GMs think about building teams. I think it's probably an overreaction to say, like, you need great starting pitching to win the World Series because the Nationals and Astros got to a Game 7 with great starting pitching. I think that's just the nature of the way this matchup went this year. And I'm not certain that it's the only way to do it. Like, I'm not certain that David Stearns is all of a sudden going to go out and invest $500 million on three starters like the Washington Nationals had, invested in Scherzer, Strasburg, and Patrick Corbin. But it is interesting that it shows that you can still do it the old-fashioned way. This was a team with great starting pitching, and it was the oldest team in baseball. So it shows you that having that sort of slow heartbeat of a veteran who's been there in a lot of different situations can produce a good result. But I think people who are saying, jumping to the conclusion that that's the way you have to do it are, I don't know if that's correct, and I definitely don't think it's going to spawn like wholesale changes in the way that David Stearns builds next year's Brewers team.
No, I could not agree more. I don't think they're going to go out and try to spend all this money and redo how they're doing business, and especially because of how the starting pitching went. And in the same vein, Adam, their version of a Josh Hader, Will Harris, had been so locked down at any point in time when they would go get him, similar to how the Brewers used Hader in 2018 is how I felt of it. And it's the way the ball bounces, Howie Kendrick just sneaks it in, pokes it off the foul pole, and that game is completely different, and it's a totally different narrative. Otherwise, we're talking about maybe a new dynasty, two out of three for the Houston Astros.
Well, yeah, and it shows me two things. It reminds you, I think, of how small the margins are in baseball and in sports, right? I mean, in the Super Bowl, a quarterback slips in a pass over the fingertips of a cornerback, and it's a game-changing touchdown. The margins in this stuff is so small when it gets into, especially like a one-game winner-take-all situation. And the other thing, you know, GMs will tell you this, managers, players who have been in situations like this, they say it all the time, and I think sometimes you need to be reminded, it is so hard to win a championship.
It is
just really, really hard. And look, you guys know who have played, you know, played the game at the highest level. In any sport, it takes luck, it takes right place, right time, it takes talent and being good. It takes that slow heartbeat. All of those things have to come together exactly right. And if you think you know the way that things are going to play out a third of the way through or at the middle of the season or at the start of a playoff, you're wrong, because you don't. Because there's this. Add this to the long list of examples of things that seem so improbable, and yet the Washington Nationals are planning a parade.
Right, we just had one of our interns here is a huge Washington Nationals fan, and he's from that area. And I asked him, I says, but how long has this process been going on? He says, well, since about 2012. And then he went back and named all the times they got knocked off, didn't even win a playoff series, and all that kind of stuff. And it was a perpetual buildup to where they are right now. And the reason why I'm saying that, I don't know if Brewers fans understand that that's where they're trying to get. I mean, they're trying to get, you know, stack this thing up, get there, and one day knock the door down.
Well, yeah, and I mean, that's what you try to do. If you are a David Stearns and Craig Counsell and Mark Attanasio, you try to build a club that consistently has a chance. And, you know, three times in the 2010s, they gave themselves a chance. It should have been four because that 2014 team just utterly collapsed. You know, so, but three postseason appearances in a decade is, that's the first time they've done it as a franchise. Mm-hmm. They gave themselves a chance to win. And I would say more consistently over the last 15 years, the Brewers have given themselves an opportunity to play meaningful baseball in September, number one, which was not always the case around here. People who've been around remember all those years where it was over by the end of August. And then you try to get hot at the right time. And the Brewers were hot at the right time, and they were four outs away, and their best pitcher had a bad day. And that's where we get back to this thing about small margins. And I used to say to Doug Melvin, you know, his livelihood, the way he's judged by an entire community hinges on these performances of human beings that vary from day to day, just like all of us. And I used to say to Doug Melvin, I mean, that must drive you crazy to spend all the time planning, put all the resources and effort into building a club, and then to some degree, it's kind of out of your hands because it's in the hands of these athletes. But that's just the nature of sports. I would think it's really difficult, and it can be really frustrating. But the beauty of the thing is you come back next year. I mean, it's in baseball more than any other sport because of the seasons. You come back with hope the next spring, and you try to make it happen again. And I think the Brewers will come back next spring with hope, although it's going to be a different kind of offseason this year, I believe, where last season that club came back very largely intact. This year, just by the nature of who their free agents are, where they're at with a player like Travis Shaw in arbitration, they're poised to have more changes this year to next year than they were last year at this time. And I think there's a lot of different ways they can go. And the only thing I can tell you for sure is that David Stearns is going to surprise us with some stuff, because there hasn't been an offseason yet in his tenure where we can look at it on paper and say they need this, this, and this, and he goes out and gets that, that, and that. He goes out and gets something that you don't expect, and the offseason takes a turn that you didn't see mm-hmm. coming. And I guarantee you that's going to happen again. And I don't know whether that is spending on a starter we don't anticipate them spending on, coming up with something creative on the infield to fill the holes they have there. I can't tell you what it is. I can just tell you that they're going to do some things that none of us, no matter how close we were watching, saw coming.
Joining us now is our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey, on the Wendy's Big Show.
Well, let's pick up on that a little bit. I mean, we're in here having a conversation about Yasmani Grandal and Moose. Because I know he got his buyout to be a free agent. If you had a chance, which guy would you bring back? And to me, I don't know if they have another catcher. I mean, maybe they'll go out and try to find another catcher. But with that kind of production, you had to have known he was going to opt out. So yep. I think if it was me, I'd like to have Grandal back, but I don't know if he's coming back.
Yeah, Grandal and Moustakas are both going to opt out. You know, I saw Scott Boras in L.A. during the division series, and he's going to try again in free agency and see what's out there. Two things. One, for both of those players, they're going to be 31 next year, and the one thing we've seen in baseball is this tendency towards younger and younger and younger talent. We'll see, again, whether the Washington Nationals, being the most gray-haired team in the sport, winning it all changes that outlook at all. But that's one thing working against them. Working for them is that both were all-stars, fantastic seasons, and Stockus mm-hmm. had his second-best power homer or power season of his career. And Grandal is just extremely valuable in terms of getting on base. There's just not catchers that are as well-rounded as him in terms of being an offensive producer and an on-base guy, and then handling a staff, the framing, all the things that add up to his great WAR. Second best wins above replacement to JT Realmuto in Major League Baseball among the regular catchers. So, you know, if it's me and I have to pick one or the other, I think because he's just so rare, I go for Grandal. But look, that's easier said than done, because he turned down the report last year, was $460 million from the Mets, and then landed back with the Brewers on that one-year deal because he just couldn't get the deal he wanted. Now he had another great year. He remains this rare commodity that there's just not a lot of. Teams saw what the Brewers did with the pitching staff they have on paper, getting to a National League wild card game, and Grandal gets some of the credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that helps his market. So the question is going to be, is there a team out there that's able to give him the sort of deal that he wants as a 31-year-old catcher, which is certainly a risk. If he doesn't, again, get the deal he wants, I think there's a chance he comes back to Milwaukee. But is Milwaukee going to be the team that gives him 5-80 or something like that? I have a hard time seeing that based on the other mm-hmm. needs that they have, the economics of the game that everyone's tired of hearing about, but just that they need to spend some money on pitching probably.
Right.
That's going to be a priority this offseason too. So
they're not going to do bullpen by committee no more? Is that over?
Well, no, but I don't think I would say that.
Okay.
You know, look, one of the things I think is a misunderstood about Craig Counsell is that he doesn't like to let starters go deep into games. If Max Scherzer pitched in a Brewers uniform, mm-hmm. Craig Counsell will let him pitch as far into the game as it makes sense. And he's not going to pull a guy just to pull a guy. But, you know, the results, I think, sort of speak for themselves in terms of the way the Brewers got the most out of the pitching that they had, doing it the way they did, kind of bullpenning things in September and in the postseason when the schedule and the numbers allowed it. But, you know, they're going to need to develop some Max Scherzer types guys.
Yes, and they don't have it.
They're trying very, very hard to do it. And Brandon Woodruff got a real shot to be a guy like that. I said, probably you guys are tired of me saying this. I think Corbin Burnes can be that guy. The stuff with Corbin Burnes is off the charts. It's ace stuff. The results are certainly not. But
mm-hmm.
this is a young player in the game trying to figure out how to maximize, you know, what he's got in his arsenal.
Right.
And Max Scherzer went through that.
Ace stuff.
Tom Glavin went through that. You know, all the
how long did they go through it? How long did they go through it?
Well, that is the really hard part. And how patient are you willing to be? This is not we are not in an era where patience is in great supply. People spend a lot of money to go to these baseball games and buy T-shirts and hot dogs and beers, and they want results now. And, you know, it's not a game, at least for the pitchers largely, that it happens that way. It takes time, and everybody's on this different timetable. You know, Steven Strasburg came into the league and was great right away, but he was like a once-in-a-generation type talent.
Right, he was one of the highest-rated prospect pitchers of all time, from what I can remember.
And I think people see that, and they see Walker Buehler, and they see, they see certain pitchers, Jose Fernandez in his prime, come into mm-hmm. baseball and dominate from the start, and they say, well, why don't our guys do that? It's because pitching is weird and hard and, this ethereal thing where some guys get it right away, some guys it takes a long time, and some guys just never get it. And knowing where a player is in that spectrum and when is time enough and it's time to move on, you know, I'm not smart enough to know those answers, or I would certainly not be writing about the game. I would be making the big bucks in the game. But it's a really hard thing. But you know, look, I think Brandon Woodruff is one example recently where if you're patient with a guy and sort of, you know, he gets a taste here and there, his role increases, he earns a higher leverage spots. Now he's starting for you, and now he's starting to look pretty good. It certainly didn't happen overnight for Brandon Woodruff. I mean, he's
no
been
doubt.
up and down for, what, 3 years now?
Yep.
But next year is going to be a season where they're really going to count on him to take another step, be healthy all season, and lead the staff, because you do need guys like that. And, you know, next year, no more 40-man roster in September. So they're going to need
gonna be different.
Some starting pitchers, and he's got to be good because they need to spend some resources elsewhere to fill some holes on the roster.
Adam, any chance that there's a different starting shortstop day in and day out this upcoming season?
I would say there's a chance. I mean, it's hard to say it's a lock. We did a way too ridiculously, stupidly early projection of what the opening day roster might look like. That is, I don't know if it's up now, but it's coming soon or next week.
Love it.
And, you know, it goes kind of position by position who we think are the locks and then possibilities past that. And I couldn't put Orlando Arcia as a lock. He's arbitration eligible.
Mm-hmm.
He took a step back defensively this season. Offensively, it's not happened the way that the Brewers thought when they brought him up in 2016 it would happen. So, you know, I don't think you can pencil him in as a lock. But again, they have to figure out third base. They have to figure out catcher. They have to figure out starting pitching. They have to figure out bullpen spots like all teams do at this time of year. They've got priorities that may dictate sticking with Orlando Arcia at that position and then maybe trying to come up with somebody behind him that can push him a little bit and you know, put your resources at other positions.
What about Trent Grisham?
Trent Grisham is a really good baseball player who had one really bad moment on a ball that was spinning like crazy. And he was trying to make a play in a huge moment. I think he proved this season that he's a big league player. Ryan Braun next year is going into his final guaranteed year. I think that's going to be one of the big storylines kind of going into next year is the end of that era.
No doubt.
And Grisham is going to have a really good chance to be right behind Ryan Braun, who's going to, again, get those days off. Maybe see some first base, although how many years have we been saying that? Just, you know, the way Eric Thames coming back as a lefty, Ryan Braun is a righty, it would make sense, but I'll believe it when I see it. So there's going to be opportunities in the outfield for Grisham, and he, you know, he's got a chance now to kind of be the heir apparent, and he's moved past some of the other guys who they've had out there. You know, Brett Phillips was there for a while. Corey Ray is still in the organization, but, you know, he's going to face a really important season next year. So Grisham has kind of taken a step past those other players. And I think he's going to figure, you know, pretty heavily into their plans. If you look at it, their outfield is a strength.
No doubt about it is. Yep.
So that's one area where they're pretty good. But they've got some questions to answer elsewhere. And look, all clubs do it this time of year.
No doubt about it. That's what makes the offseason so much fun. Winter meetings will be within a month and a half or so. Now, Adam, let's get into the real stuff here quickly before we get off here. What's going on with this new logo, man?
Yeah, look, I'm as curious as you guys are. When teams make logo changes, they always leak because think about all the vendors involved when something like this happens. They've got to replace all the printing at the ballpark. They got to print new T-shirts, new baseball cards, as we learned this week. So many people outside of the walls of the organization see that thing before it's able to get unveiled, and that's why it very often leaks. So I am waiting with bated breath, just like you guys. But look, you guys, any Brewers fan has heard rumors of something changing. And I would say with next year being the 50th anniversary of the move to Milwaukee, yeah, it's sort of, you know, the timeline is logical. It always surprises me how many years it takes for a team to do this. You tweak one little line in your logo and you think no big deal. You make the change and that's it. But it's like a years-long process with Major League Baseball when teams change their marks like that. So, mm-hmm, you know, this one has been talked about for so long.
I know what it is. I haven't leaked it.
Well, you know,
I haven't told anybody.
That one that got leaked, at first it was like, you wrinkle your nose because that logo is so good. And if
right,
the one that got leaked,
amazing.
The one that got leaked, if that's what it is, it's kind of grown on me the last couple of days. It's a little more vertical, and I don't know. I like it. It's like
I like the ball and glove, and I've always been a sucker for it as somebody that didn't grow up with it. I think it's the best logo that you could possibly have, and you adjust it a little bit. You tweak it a little bit. You freshen it up. You make it a little, like you said, a little bit more vertical. It's maybe not as cartoony. I think it's great. I think it'll work out well, and it'll sell a bunch, and especially because I went at the 50% off, and I tried to get everything that looked somewhat like that.
And look, that's part of it. They clubs always want to make a little bit of money. They'll want to entice people to, you know, they got to make it just different enough that people are going to want to buy a new cap.
No doubt about it.
But it still keeps the spirit of one of the greatest logos in sports. And you know, when you introduce something new like this, of course, there's going to be a lot of noise about people hating it. And then a couple of weeks go by, and it just becomes the new the new thing, and it's not that big of a deal anymore. I think we're going to go through that with the
for sure we will
stadium too.
Oh yeah,
that comes out because that you know it's Miller Park in 2020.
Still. I still don't like that they got to change it, Adam. I still don't like it. I want it to be the keg.
That
wouldn't it be bats because you hit a lot of home runs
and have a good time.
That's true. And it's always a good time when we get to talk to you, Adam.
Thanks,
man.
Adam.
This has been fun. We'll talk well before On Deck. And soon enough, it will be warm enough for us to get down to Arizona, even though it's snowing right now.
Where's the pitches and catches reporting? Do we know that yet?
Middle of February?
We do, but someone would have to Google it quick.
Somewhere. Okay.
When people ask me this, I always say around Valentine's Day, then you're covered. So it's middle of February.
That's perfect.
That's why he is one of the smartest guys, isn't he? Hey, did we go out to dinner with Adam McCalvey last year or anything or no?
In spring training?
Yeah. Did we?
I don't know.
No, I think
we have to do that. Use some of that some of your good expense account.
Yeah,
there we go. Hey, now we're talking.
Now Leroy's coming with us this year. So
confirmed.
Adam,
So that's Mr. Daddy Loan Bucks right there,
no,
Leroy Butler,
bro.
Hall of Famer. So I think we're gonna have a cookout at the house, and so okay. I think Adam, you and what's the other guy named the guy's in trouble?
Vasalis?
No, talking about Todd Rosiak.
Yeah, maybe Todd you and Rosiak. Todd Rosiak could come over.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, what's the other guy named?
I hope he got
Hardicourt.
Yeah, Hardicourt.
Tom Hardicourt.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, I'm down. And if we go to dinner, we can go someplace nice like Jack and Box.
No. We're not even doing that. We just going to grill out at the house.
Well done, meat, though.
It. Yeah, we're
well
just going to grill
meat,
out.
Well done, Adam.
All right, Adam. Take it easy, man. Have a good holiday.
See you guys.
Yeah. See you later, man.
I like that guy.
He loves Halloween, too.
Yeah,
so, I mean, because he likes all that melted candy and stuff.
Candy in the microwave.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I can't do
it. Your chance at $1,000. All you need is this hour's cash keyword.
Keyword
costume. COSTUME. Costume to 72881. Text that right now before 5 o'clock for your next chance at $1,000 in our national text contest. We got Mike Clemens and Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. Still an hour to go with two former Packers on the Wendy's Big Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.